There's a reason why it's been harder to get African Americans initially to get vaccinated, because they used to be an experimented on, the Tuskegee Airmen and others. People have memories. People have long memories. Not, it's awful hard as
not
well
you, but,
to get Latinx vaccinated as well. Why?
Right,
they're worried that they'll be vaccinated and deported.
That's right. He's not a racist, though. He should be wearing Governor Ralph Northam's pointed white hat when he says things like that. If Jimi Hendrix were alive today, would he get vaccinated? Or would he have a long memory like Joe Biden? Or the Tuskegee Airmen who are used to being experimented on? That's the President of the United States. His brain, she's a broke. Happy Friday to you and welcome. Coming in, of course, to the 20th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. Tomorrow, September 11th, 2021. The Democrats desperately trying to change the subject, create a food fight, find another way to polarize the country, pit one group of people against another group of people. They're the left, and they're in charge. And their media allies are in cahoots with them. I think it's collusion. I think you'd have to call it collusion, wouldn't you? We are, of course, at 888-630-9625. Absolutely toll-free to you, our valued listeners. And Lunch Bucket Joe yesterday took to the microphone. He is not a bright man. He is not a good man, not an honest man, not a good leader, not a good commander-in-chief. He is really not good at anything that I've been able to figure out yet. He did raise Hunter Biden, though, so it's pretty good. And he's got that granddaughter in Arkansas. Do you think Joe Biden knows the name of his granddaughter in Arkansas? It's his seventh grandchild, you know. And his son Hunter, who was dating his brother's widow for a while there, and then they had that thing with the gun and the garbage can, and he lied on the forms, but nobody was held accountable because, you know, he ain't no senator's son. He's Hunter Biden. And what's her name? Navy Jean Roberts. Is that Navy Joan Roberts? No, thank you. Navy Joan Roberts is the name of Joe Biden's seventh grandchild. The one that he couldn't name, couldn't pick out of a lineup, has never met because, you know, the stripper and it's like the prince and the showgirl. It's kind of a, except seamier and involving crack cocaine. I don't think the prince and the showgirl story ever involved narcotics. Did that involve any serious narcotics? I don't think so. All right. So Joe Biden, you know, Papa's got a brand new bag. And it is, it's pretty crazy. He's a crazy man. He really is. And there are some remarkable headlines that I was almost shocked by. The Associated Press headline, Biden's war on virus becomes war on unvaccinated. That's from the Associated Press White House correspondent. The Daily Mail out of the United Kingdom, another country altogether, a small island nation near Europe. Biden declares war on 80 million unvaccinated Americans. That's the Slate magazine, a radical left-wing gang of Bolsheviks. Their headline, of course, they're in favor of it. They think there should be more. Their headline is Joe Biden goes nuclear. He probably pronounces it nuclear, though. Will mandate COVID vaccines. And then they put in parentheses or testing. It's really kind of unclear. Wishy-washy, getting a little squishy, but for most private employees, and I think employers as well. And he says 80 million people, he's bragging about it. They've got a new mandate for 80 million people. Like it or not, you're getting a shot. This is happening in companies all over America, too, as well. Many of you, I know, are aware of this because of firsthand involvement in all of this. And not everybody is amused by it. The Manufacturing Association, National Manufacturers, Association of Manufacturers, they are kind of tapping the brakes and saying, hey, wait a minute, you know, the economy is not exactly a roaring freight train right now, and this might not help matters much. Maybe it's time to reactivate those federal unemployment augmentations because we got a lot going on here. And it is kind of it's a federal government cancel culture thing. You will bow to the will of the state, or they will take away your income, and your children will starve, and you'll be living in cardboard boxes under bridges, and the homeless problem will increase in America because, you know, free choice is something. You know, my body, my choice, that applies very selectively indeed. In fact, they're very upset about that, too. The front page of the Washington Post above the fold today. Abortion law faces federal challenge. They're talking about Texas, of course. Justice Department sues Texas, says restrictions attempt to nullify Constitution. Because, you know, late-term abortion is right there in the Constitution. Article 4, I think. There is no Article 4 of the Constitution. And their lead editorial today, how to defeat the Texas law. An abortion provider must open the fight. The Washington Post is strategizing with the abortion industry and the Democrats, but I repeat myself, to defeat any effort to save human life because they're not on our side. 6 weeks is not enough. They need to bring it right up to the moment of birth because they're really in favor of abortion. Remember that safe, legal, and rare thing? No more. That's not really their mantra anymore. Now it's any time, any place, and we're going to make the Catholic Church pay for it. A gun to your head, or we'll take away your livelihood. Because this is they're flexing their muscles. Who is it? There's news media people saying he's flexing his muscles.
It was Rachel Maddow.
Oh, it was Rachel Maddow. Of course it was. Yeah, naturally. Joe Biden flexing his muscles. Just try to imagine that. It's like, reminds me of the old magazine ads with the big muscle man kicking sand in the face of the skinny kid at the beach. So this is kind of federalized cancel culture. Government mandates or lose your job, lose your income, lose your livelihood, lose your future, lose your family, lose your life. That's okay because they're the Democrats and they're in charge. All right, let's get to some audio. Let's get to some audio from yesterday of Lunch Bucket Joe. Let's start at soundbite number five. Number five. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco. So it's numero cinco at the DNC. Let's open borders. 30% of the people walking into our country under the Biden plan are refusing the vaccine. What's up with them? What's the number, the percentage of Afghan refugees who are refusing the vaccine? And we're flying all over the country and putting on military bases and all this stuff. Speaking of which, talking to a friend of mine last night who is works at a restaurant, is a waiter extraordinaire, bartender extraordinaire. And he got a call from a friend who he used to work for at a different restaurant. And he said, hey, how'd you like to come to a military base in Indiana for 30 days and make $350 a day feeding Afghan refugees? How about that? And see, it's government money. It's not their money. And then, you know, flying people around the country, putting them up in hotels to feed refugees at military bases in Indiana, in Virginia, in Wisconsin. Where's the media on that? Where are the child brides? Where's the media outrage and the Democrat Party outrage on the child brides? Of course, you got to remember, it's the party of Bill Clinton and Harvey Weinstein and Jeffrey Epstein and the whole gang, Anthony Weiner. And you got to remember that. Keep that in mind. Let's go to Lunch Bucket Joe. He is the Abe Simpson of American politics. That's Homer Simpson's grandfather, who lickety-spunkety. Then the Kaiser said... You know, Joe Biden was rambling last night. Here's Joe Biden. He had a script, and it was in the teleprompter. He used more numbers and more statistics, and he yelled angrily at me. I was watching, so he was yelling at me. I'm an American citizen, a taxpayer, and a patriot. And he was screaming at me and screeching at me. I've also been vaccinated. I got the two things. So, I mean, part of this, but I'm just scratching my head. All right, here's Crazy Joe.
Many of us are frustrated with the nearly 80 million Americans who are still not vaccinated.
Frustrated.
Even though the vaccine is safe, effective, and free. You might be confused about what is true and what is false about COVID-19.
You're confused. Maybe you're confused. Coming from the most confused man in the Western Hemisphere, suggesting that I'm confused. The average American has 50 to 70 IQ points on this guy. We're not the confused ones, Joe. Now turn around and go bump into the wall like the jellyfish that you are. Joe Biden, and he kept using numbers. 80 million. He's angry. Damn, 80 million. He's hiking up his pants, hitching his belt up. Joe Biden.
We still have nearly 80 million Americans.
He said it again.
Who failed to get the shot.
He keeps saying it.
And to make matters worse,
now it's worse.
There are elected officials actively working to undermine the fight against COVID-19.
He politically polarized it.
Instead of encouraging people to get vaccinated and mask up, they're ordering mobile morgues for the unvaccinated dying from COVID in their communities.
I remember those
this
in New York.
This is totally unacceptable.
Yeah, they're instead of ordering, they just Sieg Heil und click your heels, there is. And so he's politically polarizing it. He's politicizing it. The media is happy about that because the media politicizes it along the same lines because they're corrupt. And he just keeps using this 80 million thing, 25% of the American population. And again, the Associated Press piece out of the White House, I think, makes abundantly clear what is actually going on here. And they put it well, said President Joe Biden is trying to concentrate the anger of the nation's inoculated majority against the stubborn 25%. So this is, once again, polarizing the country, pitting one group against another, the majority against the minority. The Democrat Party is the party of lynching black people from trees. That's part of their history. And here they are pitting one group against the majority against the minority. Once again, that's your Democrat Party. And they're doing it again today. Black against white. Everybody's a white supremacist. Pay no attention to any of the statistics in the real world. Joe Biden is still angry about the 80 million.
The vast majority of Americans are doing the right thing. Nearly three quarters of the eligible have gotten at least one shot.
Eligible.
But one quarter has not gotten any.
We should burn
their houses. That's nearly 80 million Americans not vaccinated.
Burn their houses.
And a country as large as ours, that's 25% minority. That 25% can cause a lot of damage, and they are.
And they are.
The unvaccinated overcrowd our hospitals, are overrunning emergency rooms and intensive care units.
I saw that Rolling Stone
story.
Leaving
no room for someone with a heart attack or pancreatitis or cancer.
Pancreatitis. But people who have pancreatitis or having heart attacks can't get into hospitals because of the unvaccinated. That is a crock of hooey. And if we had any actual fact checkers in the United States and the fake media, they would call them out on that. The Rolling Stone magazine popped with that story over the weekend where in Oklahoma, they said all the gunshot wound victims in Oklahoma, apparently mistaking it for Chicago, couldn't get into the emergency room because people were taking paint thinner or something, and whatever they were making up, the horse, erectile dysfunction drug or whatever it was. Joe Biden, and it's just a pitch in the pitch. I got to, and listen to his tone, Abe Simpson.
If you are fully vaccinated, your risk of severe illness from COVID-19 is very low.
Severe illness.
In fact, based on available data from the summer,
we're not confused.
Only one out of every 160,000 fully vaccinated Americans was hospitalized for COVID per day.
160,000. One out of every 160,000. That's he's got trouble with numbers here and words and concepts and thoughts, Joe Biden.
What makes it incredibly more frustrating is we have the tools to combat COVID-19.
You're one of
them. And the distinct minority of Americans, supported by a stink minority of elected officials, are keeping us from turning the corner. These pandemic politics, as I refer to, are making people sick.
Burn the witch.
Causing unvaccinated people to die.
Burn the witch, causing unvaccinated people to die. Listen, I'm vaccinated. I feel pretty confident that I'm afflicted with the WHO out of Wuhan, China, and the Wuhan Institute of Virology, you know, where we paid taxpayer dollars into the system and the Chinese biological warfare program at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And then Anthony Fauci lied to us about that, among other things, again and again. And he got caught in the last couple of days because of the documents released by The Intercept and stuff. But this is one for the ages. This might be a T-shirt. Here's what I think this may define Joe Biden's administration.
This is not about freedom or personal choice.
That's right. This is not about freedom or personal choice. It's about the state. It's about power. It's about mandates. And I feel more comfortable being vaccinated. I'm glad my best girl is vaccinated. I'm in favor of being vaccinated myself. But I also believe that we live in a country where, you know, my body, my choice. Remember that? That was an actual saying until yesterday, I guess. Not anymore. And then they compare it unfavorably to abortion. They're insane. We've got more audio coming up. Hey, did you catch the big Trump rally recently, or did you miss it? You know that every major cable news channel failed to carry President Trump's rally, except for one, Newsmax, Newsmax TV. More than 5 million Americans tuned into Newsmax TV to watch President Trump's rally. Newsmax is now the fastest growing cable news channel in the United States of America. It's the place you go for real news, news you can trust. I was on Newsmax last week, as a matter of fact. I watch it all the time. Newsmax is on all your major cable systems. If your cable system doesn't carry it, call and give them a little bit of an earful. Why don't you? Tell them you want it. Newsmax also streams for free on smart TVs. You got a smart TV? Samsungs, LGs, and all kinds of apps like Roku, Amazon Fire, Zumo, Pluto, a whole bunch more. 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphones. It's a great app. Takes only a few seconds to download onto your phone. And listen to this. There's no paywall, no subscription. Thank you very much. Because they're Americans. So watch Newsmax TV for breaking news and for all your news. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are tuning into Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. Watch Newsmax TV today. Yeah, we got more Lunch Bucket Joe and the Dems. And we'll be getting to the tomorrow being the 20th anniversary of the troglodytes from hell waking us up to who they are. And what was it, Maya Angelou, I think, said, when people tell you who they are, believe them the first time or something clever like that. I think she got, like, the Nobel Peace Prize or something for that, right? Seems pretty obvious, doesn't it? Some still haven't figured it out. In fact, we just gave Afghanistan back to the Taliban.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
All right, let's go to the telephones again. Let's go to Brian calling from Potomac, Maryland. Brian, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Chris, I just got two pretty quick points here. Let's just say that, first of all, I've never heard, or have you ever heard, a president that's spoken to the American people the way Biden did last night, angry, frustrated. I've lost my patience. It's almost like the way a father should probably be talking to an unscrupulous, disappointing, drunk-addled son, you know?
If only he had spoken to Hunter while he was growing up the way he spoke to America last night, maybe Hunter wouldn't be a crack-addled, kicked-out-of-the-Navy, cokehead, crack binges with Russian prostitutes, losing his laptop to Russian spies, knocking up K Street strippers, and having illegitimate children in Arkansas kind of son that he is. Is that what you're saying?
I'm just spitballing.
I'm Picasso!
He is one of the world's great artists, though, you know, Hunter is. So there's that. Yeah, listen, you're absolutely right, Brian. He spoke to us, the American people, in a scolding, condescending, angry way, as though he's disappointed with us. And in a his actions that he announced are punitive because, you know, they're the left, and the left rules with an iron fist. They have for a century, and now they're here.
Yeah, well, that comes easy to me. I'm Picasso.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Thank you. I think that he should approach this with an iron fist. And I think that the overwhelming majority of the country is going to be deeply appreciative of somebody standing up at long last and saying to the small minority of nuts in this country, enough.
That's Steve Schmidt. He used to pretend to be a Republican. Now he's an MSNBC wanker. He's a Lincoln Group guy. He's one of these Lincoln Group types. Iron fist, since I just mentioned that the left loves to rule with an iron fist, they have for a century. Michael reminded that we have this from last night, this Steve Schmidt. Ought to rule with the iron fist, und? Ever tell you this story? I haven't told this story in a long time. Growing up, Chicago suburbs, my younger brother was out in the front yard, and he's hosing down some bushes or something. And next door in the driveway, we had a nice man. He was a World War II veteran, and he married a German woman after the war and came home. And our next-door neighbors were this man and his wife, his German wife. And my brother Brian started talking to her, and they're talking. And they got to a thing or two, you know, garden hoses, maybe the garden weasel, something like that. And my brother finally got around to saying, so, you were a kid in Germany and all that. And said, yeah. And my brother said, so what do you think it would be like now if Hitler had won? And she said, oh, I don't know. I think not so different. Maybe a few more rules. Maybe a few more rules. She said, yeah. Yeah, well, what kind of rules do you think? Maybe, I don't know. I think not so different. Maybe a few more rules. Maybe a few more rules. So, you know, the left is here. They've got a few more rules for us. They've got the statists. They have a few more rules. Now, in among my brothers and stuff, we've got, it's kind of a punchline with all of us. Maybe a few more rules. In a variety of situations, one of us might just jump in and say, maybe a few more rules, because that's what they're about. All right, let's go to Steve Schmidt, that thinks they should rule with an iron fist. This should be done with an iron fist. That's the actual language that he is. All right, let's get back to Lunch Bucket Joe, soundbite number 11. Oh, and I love this. This is like... It's like Marvin the Martian. He's President Marvin the Martian. You're making me very, very angry. And Joe Biden last night seemed to be after he told, actually, let's do number 10 and then number 11, because this is the Biden administration's T-shirt.
This is not about freedom or personal choice.
That's right. And then he's Marvin the Martian. He's very angry with us.
We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin. And your refusal has cost all of us.
That's right. We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin.
You have made me very angry.
Very.
Very angry indeed.
Yeah, and Marvin the Martian right there at the ready to go. I didn't even know that. So Joe Biden, here he is. He's going to have the Department of Labor. You know, they got that Taliban guy as the head of the Department of Interior in Afghanistan now. So he controls all the people that go around with rubber hoses that beat women and, you know, shoot the pregnant female cop and stuff like that. That's the Interior Department. In communist countries, that's what the Department of Interior does, too. They always run the secret police and stuff like that. Did you see the two journalists, a journalist and a photographer, that were beaten to a pulp? If you want to know what it looks like to be beaten to a pulp, look at what the Taliban did to these two journalists who were trying to document the Taliban brutalizing women, because this is Joe Biden's legacy taking shape in Afghanistan. So here comes the Labor Department and new mandates for any company with more than 100 employees. Here comes the man.
I'm announcing that the Department of Labor is developing an emergency rule.
I'm announcing.
To require all employers with 100 or more employees that together employ over 80 million workers.
80 million workers.
To ensure their workforces are fully vaccinated.
Or what?
Or show a negative test at least once a week.
At least once a week. Now, are all the taxpayers going to foot the bill for that? It's an emergency rule. Maybe a few more rules. I don't know. I think not so different. Maybe a few more rules. Poor woman. She was very nice. you know, it's not like she was a goose-stepping member of the Socialist Workers' Party of Adolf Hitler or anything like that. Joe Biden. Oh, and then he decided to jump into political polarization because it's not enough to pit 75% against the 25%. And it's not enough to pit the federal government and the Labor Department against small business at this time when our economy might start teetering. No. Here comes Joe Biden. He's got to polarize it along political lines, too.
School officials are trying to keep children safe in a pandemic while their governor picks a fight with them and even threatens their salaries or their jobs.
Wait a minute.
Talk about bullying in schools. If these governors won't help us beat the pandemic, I'll use my power as president to get them out of the way.
He said that 1 minute after he threatened the pay of 80 million Americans. All right. It's no sense of irony. They don't understand the concept of irony. They don't appreciate the word irony whatsoever. And there is a bullying. He's talking about Governor Ron DeSantis in Florida, of course, saying that the schools can't mandate masks. Right. Now, again, Joe Biden on the campaign trail said you wouldn't mandate vaccines, wouldn't mandate. Now he's mandating it because you can't believe a damn word that he says or any of these damn Washington politicians. I'm sorry for these darn Washington politicians. Here's Joe Biden and the teachers, because the teachers' unions, they flood money into the Democrats. They're run by radicals like Randy Weingarten and extremists. And they were invited to the White House on January 21st. And toured around the White House, the two union chiefs of the. So they get everything they want because they funnel tens of millions of teachers' dollars that go into the unions. Joe Biden.
The Department of Education has already begun to take legal action against states undermining protection that local school officials have ordered.
What kind of protection?
Any teacher or school official whose pay is withheld for doing the right thing, we will have that pay restored by the federal government 100%.
But he just...
I promise you, I will have your back.
He threatened the pay of 80 million Americans 2 minutes earlier. Now, he's got the back of the teachers' union that funnels millions and millions of dollars to Democrats running for office. And they get the red carpet treatment at the White House. And now we're going to pay. The taxpayers are going to pick up because they want mandates, more mandates. I think maybe a few more rules. Also, here comes the judge. Here comes the TSA.
Tonight, I'm announcing that the Transportation Safety Administration, the TSA, will double the fines on travelers that refuse to mask. If you break the rules, be prepared to pay. And by the way,
be prepared to
show
pay.
Some respect.
Listen to this.
The anger you see on television toward flight attendants and others doing their
job. You see it on television.
It's wrong. It's ugly.
Oh, thanks, Scoop. Listen to him. Listen, I mean, he's Abe Simpson. So in the last three sound bites, he's unleashing the Department of Labor on employers and employees. He's unleashing the Department of Education on governors. He's unleashing the TSA on people. And listen to his angry, scolding, B-word tone. You talking to me? You know, I don't want to get all Travis Bickle on you or anything here, but you talking to me? I don't see anybody else around here. I was watching it alone in my living room. I didn't start doing Travis Bickle, but there it is. And then he was done with his assault on all things that Americans hold sacred. And then he just turned his pretty head and walked away. He turned on a heel and went off looking confused while a couple of feckless Democrats posing as reporters shouted a couple of lame questions.
So let's stay together. God bless you all.
Let's stay together.
And all those who continue to serve on the front lines of this
pandemic.
After
polarizing along nine different
lines. May God protect our troops.
Yeah.
Get vaccinated.
Get vaccinated. That's it.
Questions. Are you ready? Is this constitutional, Mr.
President? He walked off and bumped into a column and then backed up and tried to walk forward again, and he's confused. Does he have Hanuman the monkey god in his pocket like Barack Obama, do you think? That's the President of the United States, ladies and gentlemen, of these United States. Democrats, not only did they vote for him in record numbers, allegedly, but they They think that this is good stuff. Afghanistan, good. The economy, good. I mean, again, even CNN today is sad to announce the results of their new poll. CNN's story, the tentatively positive public outlook that marked the first months of the Biden administration has faded, according to a new CNN poll conducted by Womp Womp Womp. The survey released Friday, that's today, finds a rising share of Americans who say things in the U.S. are going badly and that the economy is in poor shape. This ought to help. I think all this will make things better. With increasing worries about coronavirus, the economy, and crime. Crime is a Democrat thing. Democrats should stop shooting people. And then we'd have crime like Sweden. It'd be really a good development. I've studied the statistics on this. New poll finds 69% of Americans say things in the country today are going badly. I know I talked about it before, but it's worth repeating. Well above the 60% that felt that way in March. Also say 62% say economic conditions in the U.S. are poor. That's up from 45% in April that said the same thing. So these guys are just a train wreck. Everything they're doing is just toxic. All right, let's go to Cedric Richmond, who is a former member of the House of Representatives. He's African-American. Joe Biden called him boy at an event about a week and a half ago, and that was uncommented on by the news media. But never mind that. Now he's a senior advisor to the president. He doesn't bring much to the dance, but, you know, it's a government job. What are you going to do? Cedric Richmond yesterday saying, you know, you got these because they politically polarized it. They want everybody to hate Governor Ron DeSantis and Governor Greg Abbott, who's in a wheelchair. That's anti-disabled Democrats, bigots that they are. Now, why do they hate the disabled? So because they know that they've got a bright political future, so they're doing downfield blocking for the party, and the media is helping. That's why they're going after Ron DeSantis every day. They think that he's a threat in the 2024 presidential election. So the media and the Democrats, but I repeat myself, are going after him every single day. Here is the iron-fisted Cedric Richmond.
It's unfortunate that we have so many governors that are using vaccinations and mask requirements as a political game, but our purpose is to save lives, and we will do anything and everything under our control to make sure that we protect our citizens, especially those children who cannot get a vaccination yet. And so we have to do everything we can to make sure adults do it. And those governors that stand in the way, I think it was very clear from the president's tone today that he will run over them.
Stand in the way, he will run over them. And they care very deeply about two things, the children and funding for Planned Parenthood. Two things they care very deeply about. And the governors they're attacking, DeSantis of Florida, Kristi Noem in South Dakota, Ricketts in Nebraska, Reeves in Mississippi, Kemp in Georgia, Ducey in Arizona, Abbott in Texas, McMaster in South Carolina, Stitt in Oklahoma, Hutchinson in Arkansas, Burgum in North Dakota, Lee in Tennessee, Gordon in Wyoming, Parson in Missouri, Reynolds in Iowa. These are all governors that are raising questions about these crazy people. And speaking of which, here's Ron DeSantis yesterday after the president's speech.
To put him out of work and send him and not let him earn a living because of this, I just think that that's fundamentally wrong. I do not believe that people should lose their jobs over this issue, and we will fight that.
I think Joe Biden should lose his job over this. Speaking, where's Kamala? In the halls of Kamala, Kristi Noem, South Dakota.
I'll fight to protect my people and to defend their freedoms. In fact, it was shocked me that the president actually said in his speech today that this wasn't about freedom and personal choice at all.
Governor Pete Ricketts.
Americans take responsibility for their own personal health care. This is not the job of the governor.
Imagine that. That's just crazy talk. How can you say something like that, Governor of Nebraska, Pete Ricketts? Governor Tate Reeves.
You would expect words like that from the president, maybe of communist China or of North Korea, but you don't expect words like that coming out of the mouth of the president of the United States.
Yeah. Then on the other hand, on the left, Tate Reeves of Mississippi is right about that, of course. Ellie Mistel, a phony, race-baiting academic, and MSNBC a talking head. They're authoritarian in their orientation.
Welcome to the immense reserves of federal power that we have existed under for this entire 250-year experiment. Of course, the federal government can mandate basic health and safety regulations. The same power that allows TSA to take off my shoes and molest me because I want to go to South Dakota allows the federal government to mandate a vaccine and mandate testing at the employment level.
Yeah, well, that's it's not actually the same thing as getting on an airplane after September 11th. Not even close. But he's an academic, and he's an angry lunatic, and he's a racist, which makes him perfect for MSNBC. It's kind of what they've stocked their pond with over there. Hey, when's the last time you looked at your credit card statement? You looked at the interest rate window recently. The number there is right out of the Jimmy Carter era. Did you know you can actually roll all of your credit card debt into one monthly payment at a lower fixed rate? Lower your interest rate today and save a whole lot of your hard-earned cash with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. With LightStream, their rates start at 5.93% APR with auto pay and your excellent credit. Plus, the rate is fixed, so it'll never go up over the life of the loan. LightStream believes that people like you deserve a good credit experience. And that's exactly what they deliver at LightStream. Just for my listeners, that's you. Apply right now. Get a special additional interest rate discount. Save even more of your money. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/plant. That's LightStream.com/PLANTE. Subject to your good credit approval. Rates range from 5.93% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires your excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/plant for more information. Yeah, there's more of them too. Them. You know, like the giant ants in that nuclear scare movie from the 1950s. It's them.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
You know, liberals don't care what you do as long as it's mandatory. I've been saying that for many years, and they continue to make that funny old adage more and more true. They are, what's the phrase I'm looking for? Not on our side. I think that's the phrase that I'm looking for. All right, let's go to, this is CNN Medical. What do they call her? Commentator. Her name is Liana Wen. Liana Wen is the former president of Planned Parenthood. God, they love that, don't they? I mean, it's just, does it ever start to seem unseemly or tacky or bloodless to them, their love affair with this? But Lena Wen, she's a big Democrat, obviously, and she's the former president of Planned Parenthood because they care very deeply about two things. Children and funding for Planned Parenthood. And if that makes sense to you, then you need a brain scan because the rodent might have died. But here's Lena Wen on CNN and academia, naturally, and the Washington Post, all at the same time, naturally, because it's a great big circle fest in a hot tub. And here's Lena Wen on CNN last night.
I actually wish that the Biden administration would go even further because planes and trains, for example, are also under their authority. A lot of people want to travel, and I think it would make a big difference to say, if you want to travel, then you need to get vaccinated. That makes travel much safer.
Yeah, I think that your home should be checked for a variety of diseases and viruses and your family. And you personally should be subjected to blood tests and scans to see whether you're infecting people when you're out in public. I know you are when you're on CNN, but that's a different measure.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.